Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Some folks need killing. We have wicked people doing wicked things, torturing and murdering and raping. It's time to call out those guys in green and go have them handled. Or those boys in blue.
During a church service, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, the Republican nominee for governor, called for the extrajudicial killing of those he describes as the enemies of Christian America. In spite of a history of controversial statements about gays, feminists, and others, Robinson won the GOP primary after former President Donald Trump praised him as Martin Luther King Jr. on steroids. Trump's campaign has announced that the Republican platform will take moderate positions on abortion and same-sex marriage. Although the former president regularly takes credit for naming the Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe, Trump has also claimed the middle ground on abortion, as he did in April.
I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections.
Amid concerns of President Joe Biden's fitness, Illinois Democratic Congressman Mike Quigley says Biden should secure his legacy and help the party unite by leaving the race.
The only thing that you can do now to cement that for all time and prevent utter catastrophe is to step down and let someone else do this.
Like many Democratic office holders, Illinois State Representative LaShawn Ford says Biden is risking a crucial election.
The ball is in President Biden's court to calm the Democrats and show them a path forward. I think that's where he's failing it.
For his part, Biden took a defiant tone on MSNBC and in a letter to congressional Democrats. The president says he was chosen by voters in the primaries and says rivals should challenge him at the convention. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre also fought off questions from reporters regarding the president's health on Monday's press briefing.
The president has seen a neurologist for his physical three times. And it is in the reporting that we share a comprehensive reporting. Matter of fact, it's more than what the last guy shared.
Closing arguments began Monday in Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's federal corruption trial after nearly 2 months of testimony. Menendez spoke to the Senate floor in January, insisting he's not guilty.
To keep the sensational story in the press, it poisons the jury pool, and it seeks to convict me in the court of public opinion. The sensationalized allegations are now creating a rising call for my resignation, despite my innocence.
Closing arguments could last through most of Tuesday, and if convicted, Menendez could face decades in prison. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.